could speak a language or more. I got a big time tip of the cap from me. Amen.
All right. Welcome to Real Talk with Kings Leo Gudere. And today we got a jam-packed show, so we're going to get right to it. I love doing this. I love it. And I want to thank you guys so much for all the people that have subscribed. Oh, my goodness. You guys, you know, it's been phenomenal. I think we had like 5,000 subscribers in the last 20, 30 days. So thank you guys so much for helping me blow up this channel. Now, if you haven't already subscribed, please hit the like button, subscribe, so we can keep bringing you good content. All right, let's jump right into it. Today on another episode, my goodness, I want to welcome the remarkable journey and the ascent of Ime Udoka. Full disclosure, before I get started, yes, he is a friend of mine and a former teammate, but that's not why we're highlighting him. We're highlighting Ime because of the phenomenal job that he's done. And looking at the Houston Rockets, I think right now everyone can pretty much agree that they're going to be a different team than what we saw last year. Okay. So Ime Udoka has been, he's a former player under, you know, Coach Popovich, also under an assistant under Coach Popovich. Now he's obviously leading the Houston Rockets, as I mentioned. Ime Udoka is a name synonymous with basketball excellence. If you know that he's a journeyman through the realms of the NBA, learning from the best. Now he's sharing that knowledge as head coach of the Houston Rockets. But before we delve into his coaching career, let's rewind a bit. Ime is quite a force on the court, you know, during his playing days. He honed his skills, like I said, under legendary coach Greg Popovich. And, you know, playing alongside him, you know, to be honest with you, this guy is a phenomenal defender and an offensive threat. You know, so he is like one of those knowledgeable people. And of course, he played alongside people like Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili. Ime embedded into the winning culture of the Spurs. You know, obviously, you know, being with those guys, those are great winners as well. Now, teaching and learning from Ime, you know, from superstars, Ime's path, you know, then took him on various NBA teams during his journey. He had the privilege of working with some of the biggest names in basketball, from, teaching, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, James Harden, Joel Embiid. Udoka has shared locker room with some of the best, you know, and a lot of times, you know, being a mentor to some of these guys. So these experiences expose him to different playing styles and mindsets, giving him a diverse coaching perspective that's invaluable today. But it's not just about learning. Udoka has been an excellent teacher and a pivotal role in the development of stars like Kawhi Leonard, whom Ime was, the catalyst in helping him, embrace, the Spurs culture and eventually the championships that came along. Ime, now as head coach of the Houston Rockets, he brings along these experiences to the forefront. He's entrusted with a young, talented roster eager to make their mark. Now, there's an air of excitement in Houston as anticipated by Udoka's arrival and era. His journey as a player to assistant coach to head coach is not just a testament to his basketball knowledge, but also his leadership skills, as demonstrated in his time in Boston, where he took the team to the, to the finals in his very first year. Now, his determination and deep understanding of the game have earned him the respect of players and peers alike. So, Ime Udoka's journey is one of the dedication, learning, paying it forward. And as he takes the helm of Houston Rockets, and the basketball world is eager to see what the future holds, and the rising star in the coaching world, we are eager to see what he does. And, as his homeboy and his former teammate, man, I'm excited. And, man, I can't wait to cheer for the Houston Rockets now. Let's go, Houston, man. Until next time, this is Kings Leo Gudere. Hit that like button, subscribe. At least I keep it real. All right, y'all. Let's go! Welcome to Real Talk with Kingsley Okwudiri. And today, the James Harden saga in Philadelphia has taken its turn. And the newest development raises inevitable questions about the star guard status with the 76ers heading into the regular season next week. James Harden missed practice today. And now, since he's been spotted in Houston, everyone is wondering what is going to be the consequences. What are the 76ers going to do as the saga continues? And separately, you know, the Sixers, you know, there's a report that the Sixers plan to give Harden a chance to explain the unexcused absence before deciding on any punishment. At this point, do you really think James Harden gives a damn? Hit that like button, subscribe. Until next time, this is Kingsley with Real Talk. ABBA, let's get it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we have today Victor Muzadi from the Angolan national team.
You guys was tough, man. Physically, whoa. You guys are just like, that was a fight. Like every night, that was a double team. Sending Julius on the line. Double, triple team on his ass. Give him a shot. Don't let him come close to the basket. He's too big. He don't dirt on us. Man to man, sweet defense, deny the line. They have to suffer to receive it. We're in better shape. We have to run with them. Boom, them big ass run back and forward. Close the line, man. They gonna hit you, hit back. But stay with him, man to man. Die with him. That was the word, man. I was like, okay, man. No face expression. Even when we are scared, when we are tired, our face is still the same. Like soldiers. Yeah, okay, good. It's gonna be a long night. Yeah. You big, I'm small. Okay, good. I would not give you space. That was fun.
I tell you, ladies.
Baduna, you remember Baduna?
Yes.
He could be there if we speak English. If it was Nigerian or Senegalese, I'm telling you, Baduna should play in the league.
Oh yeah, we actually used to marvel at his skill set. That guy was phenomenal, yeah. Man. I
remember the dunk he did to Olomide with a left hand, like two hands, 99? Oh, God. That was like, oh, Lord. Oh, my God.
Hey, look, if you were ever my teammate and you ever get dunked, though, right? You know, like on the bus, you know, back to the hood, yeah. When we're hanging out, I like to joke with everyone, right? I used to get on people's nerve, and I know Olumide. I was like, dude, did you see? Why did you let him dunk on you like that?
Hey, Olumide is my boy. I love him. He's a really good friend. I have a lot of fun with him, even in Angola when he comes. I got dunked on so bad. And with the left, two hands. That wasn't like just one quick no. He moves it, and then Olomide was looking for the ball. You know, when you got dunked on, you want to just catch the ball and throw him back that quick and fast. We can forget about it. But he was like, oh shit. And the stadium was packed.
Oh my God, yeah.
Everybody was like, whoa!
And you know, your announcers would be like, Baduna! At the start of the 2022-2023 NBA season, the NBA rosters included 16 players born in Africa. Look through the gallery to see some of the best. Joel Embiid. The Cameroon was runner-up for the NBA MVP award for 2020-21, 21-22, finally winning the award in 2023. This is your MVP, Joel Embiid from Cameroon. Next up is Bismack Biyombo from Democratic Republic of Congo. This guy is a phenomenal player that played his professional basketball in Spain, joining the NBA in 2011. Next is Pascal Siakam. Everyone knows Pascal from the Toronto Raptors. This is an awesome player, also from born in Cameroon. And next is Kristen Koloko from Cameroon also. This is a fantastic center for the Cameroon team. Next, we know Serge Ibaka from Republic of Congo. He's been in the NBA since 2011. He's also a Spanish citizen. Next is Gorge Dieng from Senegal. This is a phenomenal player, one of the great Senegalese players. This is Gorge Dieng. And then we have Bold Bold. This is Manu Bold's son, for those unaware, from Sudan. Born in Sudan as well. Next, we have Mamadi Dikate, born in Guinea. This is a fantastic, fantastic player. Played 2019 National Championship with University of Virginia. And next is Josh Okogie, our Nigerian, born in Lagos. This guy's phenomenal. Another Nigerian, Udoka Azubike, born in Lagos, Nigeria. Phenomenal player as well. And now we have Wenyen Gabriel, born in Sudan, one of the up-and-coming stars. And now we have Bruno Fernando, born in Luanda, Angola. This is a fantastic player for the Houston Rockets. Hit the like button, subscribe for more content. Thank you. Welcome to Real Talk, and I want you to meet seven African players with African descent that were drafted in the 2023 NBA Draft. Let's go. James Naji of Nigeria, drafted by the Charlotte Hornets. This guy played for Coach Spencer Chile's Pearls Basketball Academy in Mokadu, Nigeria, where he was born. We all know Victor Wembanyama of the San Antonio Spurs, but did you know that he has ties to Democratic Republic of Congo? His father, Felix, was a former track star for them. Belai Koulibaly of the Washington Wizards. This guy has ties with Mali. Mohamed Gaye, Atlanta Hawks, Senegalese from Senegal. Ryan Rupert, the Portland Trailblazers. This guy's Moroccan descent. I believe his father's Moroccan. Didi Sissoko, San Antonio Spurs. He's from Senegal. His father was played for Senegal as well, professional basketball player. Toumani Kamara, Phoenix Suns. His father originates from Mali. These are seven guys with African blood ties in the 2023 NBA Draft. Like and subscribe. This is Real Talk with Kingsley Obadera. This is where you catch all the real sports. We do incredible things like this shot. Hey! Today we have the one and only, the legendary Julius Wonsu on with us today.
Oh man, playing for the national team. You know, Nigeria, we don't have much. So we're trying to maximize every little thing we had. You know, I mean, you were there with me. So, man, the experience is like amazing. You know, when we started, it's like it weren't that many people playing, you know. I mean, we had to leave whatever we're doing to come home and excite everybody at home to play basketball. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, man, it all caught on fire, man. Everybody in Nigeria now want to play.
Welcome to Real Talk with Kingsley Ogudere. Today, we are taking a look at some of the top African players that were featured at the summer. League. We're starting with Toumani Camara of the Phoenix Suns, 6'8", 220-pound forward. We expect this guy to be an all-around player. Amadou Gaya of the Toronto Raptors. This guy is a forward that can do it all, 6'9". I expect a lot from him with a nice shooting touch. Stanley Umudi of Nigeria. This guy is a defensive stalwart and can shoot threes. Could be excellent backup player on the supporting role. Sidy Cissoko of San Antonio Spurs. Big point guard. I'm sure Pop will get a lot out of him. Diop Reed, South Sudan, Portland Trailblazers. Big man that likes contact. Aminu Mohamed of the Memphis Grizzlies, Nigeria. This guy is a combo guard that can do it all with Nigerian aggression. Mohamed Gaya, Atlanta Hawks from Senegal. Big 6'11", big wingspan, disrupt shots. Ibawi Baji, Portland Trailblazers, Senegal. This guy is a solid all-around player. Ochai Abaji, Utah Jazz, Nigeria. A fantastic scorer. This is one of my favorite guys. Oh, my goodness. I expect a lot from him. Moussa Diabete, Los Angeles Clippers. He's from Mali and Guinea. This guy is a great rebounder. He's a big man with great quickness. There are also some honorable mentions like Ismael Kamagate from Ivory Coast, Joel Ayaya from Benin, Mufondo Kambangale from Democratic Republic of Congo, Nathan Mensah from Ghana, Belaya Koulibaly from Mali, and Victor Wembanyama from Democratic Republic of Congo. Thank you. This is Real Talk. Check out more videos.
But before we close it out, there is a 63-year-old man in Colombia that just made a debut in the professional league. Yes, I said it right. 63-year-old man. Octavio Carrillo made his debut in the Colombian league at 63 years old, making him the oldest player in history to make a debut like that. Come on, y'all. You got to, man, that tells you, man, believe in your dream. Don't ever let anyone tell you you can't do it. Don't let anyone tell you you can't do it. You can do it. You want to do it? Here's your mic. Do what you do. Okay, tell me what you want to talk. Man, the sports world is buzzing about these incredible moments. From Stanford's astonishing comeback to Wembanyama's worldly NBA debut, it's a reminder that in sports, it's always to expect the unexpected. As we wrap up the weekend, never let anyone tell you can't do it. Until next time, this is Kingsley Ogudire. Hit that like button, subscribe. Hit that like button, subscribe, join the movement before my kids tear up the studio.
We don't care about
you. Uh-oh, another one is here. Till next time, peace out.
Peace out. Bye. I will see you tomorrow. We're going to...